Well, David Crowe is the Chief Political Correspondent with The Age and The Herald. He's in our Parliament House studios. Hello there, David.
Morning, Fran.
So you just heard Tanya Plibersek there, back up her leader. John Setka, no place for him in the Labor Party. But this is all blown up in a way perhaps not quite so as foreshadowed. He's called in the lawyers. His union and other unions are threatening to withdraw millions of dollars in support for Labor and unleash a membership war with other unions. It's becoming very messy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredibly messy, and it was a very big call by Anthony Albanese to call for John Setka's expulsion. But now that call has been made, they have to basically back it in and stick with it. And as you just heard from Tanya Plibersek, the donations that the Victorian CFMEU make to Labor, according to the AEC, are $839,000 over the last 3 years. So there is a lot of money at stake. I'm not sure about the millions and millions of dollars, because you'd have to sort of look at it over several years to see how much it's worth to Labor. But really, there's a cultural question and a strategic question for Labor here. Do they back their leader, or do they cave to the union pressure here on things like donations?
Well, I think they're backing their leader, aren't they? I mean, they're going to kick him out of the Labor Party.
They have to do that. And it's a big call by Anthony Albanese at the early stage of his leadership, but it's got to be done. And I keep looking at the last election campaign and wondering about whether the support from the unions was as decisive as Labor would like to think. Mm. And look, the reality was that it was not as decisive. We saw swings against Labor in some of those blue-collar areas. That's something that's still to be worked through, like Tanya Plibersek just said.
Okay.
But the debt to the unions has to be reconsidered, I think, in the wake of the election outcome.
We're going to be joined by the Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, after 8. He's rejected Labor's call for the costings of the tax package stage 3. You just heard Tanya Plibersek say they're not going to pass something sight unseen. Is it sight unseen?
No, I think a lot of the information is out there. We know that there are 3 stages to the tax cuts, and we know that the 3rd stage, the contentious phase, which Labor is not supporting at the moment, is $95 billion out of $158 billion. Now, obviously, there are questions about who gets that $95 billion. The analysis that Labor is seeking would probably show that most of that $95 billion goes to people on higher incomes. That's the sticking point.
Yep.
At the moment, the language from Labor seems to be getting harder and harder against that phase. So I'm interested to see whether this is going to drag on for a 3-year debate all the way to the next election, where Labor says, look, we cannot afford income tax cuts that go to the top end, and we'll just block stage 3 for good.
Okay, David, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
David Crowe is Chief Political Correspondent for the Sydney Morning Herald and the Melbourne Age, and comment too from the Centre Alliance, who are critical to the numbers in the Senate for the government passing at stage 3. Comments from Rebecca Sharkey, who's their lower house member. She says, how will we continue to fund the pension and aged care? The most responsible thing the government could do is break up to 3 stages. So it could be a sign for the government that there's some trouble ahead for their package.